Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
A conflict of interests. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires, Galatians 5:24. Two wrestlers grapple in the ring, each striving to master the other, their names, flesh, or your sinful nature, and spirit. The ring in which they struggle is the arena of your life. The flesh keeps trying to lure you away from the things of God. The spirit continues to woo you with the love of Christ. And the one to whom you yield your life will dominate your life, as Johann Peter Lengug explains. Walk with Johann Peter Lengug, a German theologian and educator in the 1800s. Paul's meaning is not that the flesh, with its affections and lusts, is no longer present at all with those that have become Christians, but that a walk in the flesh should not any longer exist in the case of Christians. A walk in the Spirit might be rightly expected of believers. This is only possible for those who have crucified the flesh. The word is not slain, but crucified. It is a task of the Christian to be accomplished only by continual effort, Colossians 3:5. In crucified one, however, the simple slaying is not the main idea, but the condemning, giving sentence, surrendering to infamous death. This has necessarily taken place in becoming Christ's. Fellowship with Christ involves a crucifixion of the flesh, for the very reason that it is fellowship with Christ's death on the cross. Christ indeed has only suffered what people have deserved on account of their sinful flesh. Whoever appropriates to himself Christ's death upon the cross regards the flesh in himself no longer. For him, in Christ's death, the flesh has been crucified. Today's New Testament reading is Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 26.
So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other.
Have you identified the forces wrestling for control in your life? Paul contrasts the works of the flesh with the works of the Spirit. He reminds you of your twofold responsibility: to crucify the flesh and to cultivate the fruit of the Spirit. Flesh or Spirit, which one will you yield to right now?
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthrough.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.